Honestly, I knew that apology would work. I knew it actually put us together because online now, yes, the editor of the fabulous SFX with the Games Radar connection, of course, as well, twill be Richard Edwards. How are you, Richard?
Very good, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. Well, better than our phone system for a few moments. Anyway, life continues. So we're looking at the current edition of SFX, of course, issue 255, January 2015, and we see Rave's best series of Doctor Who since the Tennant era. There, I've said it. Richard Edwards. So we take it you stand by that particular aspect, Richard.
I certainly do. I've loved it. Absolutely brilliant.
There we are. Yes. And Emma Tinson, who, of course, was the delightful soul that sort of warned you we might have one or two challenges a few seconds ago. Emma, you would probably go along with that, I think.
I really liked this new season. I thought there was a few moments in the season where there were low points, but it's always like that. I mean, with a show where you've got a range of writers...
Shoot the Moon, for instance. Kill the Moon.
You're always going to have the odd episode that isn't to everyone's taste.
Exactly. Robot of Sherwood, for instance.
Robot of Sherwood was not... I was not a fan of that one. But I thought it ended on a high. So, yeah.
I actually go back to the time machine of 2008 and I see Richard Edwards, SFX news editor for It's a Wrap 2007. And we have the highs, Transformers, Michael Bay plus big robots equals the blockbuster of the summer. Yes, the plot's bobbins, but Shia LaBeouf is a genuine star and the effects are best we've seen in years. And who's Martha Jones, a great replacement for Rose, if only she'd been able to stick around a bit longer. Yeah, you see...
That's the blast from the past.
Exactly, yeah. Holding up the shiny SFX annual
shiny.
2008.
Ooh,
if only the Transformers franchise had maintained the quality.
Well, life continues. And so we spoke last week with Tara Bennett, of course, and when she's not doing fabulous stuff with respect to showrunners and a whole heap of other goodies, she launched the thing and actually pointed out that... GamesRadar.com/SFX is the new home on the web where effectively SFX has its brand new online base. So how's it been going? Has the moving worked well, or is it a case of we've had some cowboys in here, you know, what's happening with this building, etc. What's going on?
It's gone very, very well. I mean, yes, we've got loads going on the site. Lots of news every day. We have features and TV reviews of the sort of biggest shows that are on at the moment. So, I mean, we had weekly Doctor Who reviews. Obviously, they just finished. But we've also got Arrow, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., The Flash, Gotham, and The Walking Dead. So, you know, there's a bit of a comic book theme there, but obviously that's what's bigger. They're the biggest shows at the moment.
It's the way forward. Rock and roll and comics. Nick Elliott.
They might just be successful.
Yeah, exactly. Nick, I mean, you know, are you a big comic fan or a comic person?
No, I'm not, unfortunately, no.
Well, never mind. There's time yet. You know, we were speaking earlier, and Sue Rice, who we're trying to wean her off her take that fixation in many ways, really. I was going to say asphyxiation, but that's
so
a different line entirely.
So mean. But I must say, though, I was talking to Tara last week, and as I see more of the SFX magazine and things that are going on, I must say it's a whole new world has opened up to me and infinite possibilities.
Richard, we're converting the lass from Skegness.
Which is good to hear.
The Skegness market is actually sort of on its way to conversion. I think Surrey's already gone, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, I only really discovered comic books and the comic book culture, as it were, like the beginning of last year.
Your first ever comic convention a few weeks ago.
Yeah, my first Comic Con. I was so excited. Yeah. So I'm pretty new to all of this, but I'm really enjoying it.
And
it
feels further on than I am, aren't you?
it kind of does our souls the power of good, Richard, to know that we're spreading the magic of speculative fiction across the world and the globe, you know, with SFX leading the way. It must give you a joy from that perspective.
Oh, it is. I mean, the thing is, everybody likes it, really. Even if they don't think they do, they do. You know, that's the thing you find. You quite often ask people, they'll say, I don't like science fiction, but you know, actually reel off a list of films or TV shows.
Yeah.
And actually say, yeah,
precisely.
I do.
Precisely.
So, and it's really quite big.
Mm. So Sorry, a little shape coming through there, because coming up in a matter of days from now, actually, yes, Thanksgiving is a really, really important celebration. It's a phenomenal celebration. I know we've celebrated 30 years of Ghostbusters, but do you know, possibly, what might be being celebrated in a matter of moments that actually took place, actually in Phil Linus land, actually, or as we like to refer to Los Angeles these days. Happy birthday, Phil, by the way. We haven't forgotten. Oh. Any thoughts as to what's being celebrated? Richard's gone very quiet now. Well, not quite today, but it is, you know, it's... If you don't, that's perfectly okay, because we'll leave it hanging. But it does connect with this little tune. Isn't that nice? And, of course, the words, Tango. Tango, you old devil, you. Or, and this might help you, but don't shout out the answer, Richard, because I know it could be a teaser, you know, and we won't hold it back until next year's May the 6th and the Telefantasy Convention and symposium we're organising here. The classic line... We both get the same kind of customers, the living and the dying. That surely must help a little bit, you know?
Does it involve David Niven?
No.
Oh.
No. No. No, no, no. Sometimes a man will tell his bartender things he'll never tell his doctor. First scene ever to be filmed in this particular area. I'll leave it there. Phil Linus might pick up on it, but this was heart-rending, heart-rending move. And, you know, without giving too much away, if I actually said the word, please don't shout out the answer, I think it might be safe in the studio, Wagon Train to the Stars. Right.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, exactly. So that's it. Say no more. Say no more.
Yeah, exactly.
See, the condescending no. That's probably one of the most bizarre, surreal things that we've actually done for some time. But, yeah. I'm sorry, Kat. It'll become clear in the second hour of the programme.
I was going to say, Kat, you're lost me. You're the only one that looked possibly like you might know it. We were all blank.
Exactly. Yeah. Tango, you old devil, you.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, there you go. That's a different line entirely. Moving on, obviously, the current edition. You've just had a quick look through the current edition of SFX. Of course, it's the Hunger Games Mockingjay. A whole range of other factors from that perspective. We've had Interstellar, we've had a whole range of things. Anything you want to sort of raise with Richard Edwards, or as we'd like to refer to him, the Edwards Meister?
Yeah, now, gaming, that's the big thing, isn't it, these days? Now, I'm not a gamer, so why should I be?
Well, as in video games?
Yeah.
Well, there's a left field question you weren't kind of sort of expecting, Richard. Never mind.
Expecting that. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's huge. I mean, the storytelling opportunities are big. It does so many things that other media can't do. Endlessly inventive. I mean, I'd say it's not something to get involved in if you don't want, if you haven't got any time, because it can take hours. I know people will spend 20, 30 hours playing a game, but you know, even more. But you know, it's like TV and films. I mean, you've got so many possibilities. It's just, you know, it's huge.
Can add a bit of excitement into my life, can it? Even more. Can I squeeze any more in?
Richard, of course, you're also responsible, doing fantastic. I mean, how he actually copes it into editing the magazine as well, it's phenomenal. It's kind of setting the pace, setting the bar. Because you actually anchor Blaster Mind in the current edition with a whole series of Battlestar Galactica questions from that point of view.
Yeah.
So I've heard of Battlestar Galactica. That's a good start.
So, before we go up to the news in a matter of 2 minutes from now, which star of the 1930s Hollywood musicals played Starbucks' dad in the 1970s series? It was... Clock is ticking. Star of the 1930s musicals played Starbucks' dad?
No.
Go on, Richard.
Not
put her out of her misery quickly. It was
the old Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire. Battlestar Galactica.
That's my second learned fact today.
And that's why the midweek drive is good for your health. We actually sort of take it a couple of stages further on and open up a whole heap of other goodies as well from that point of view. Again, genuinely, the series just gets better and better in all sorts of ways. I've even got to the extent of I'm considering actually going digital in my subscription, but I don't think I'll go yet because I still like the touchy-feeliness of the whole system. Brilliant stuff there. Richard, it's been a lot shorter than normal, but we're hopefully going to be doing a Parsec Christmas special as well from that point of view. We had issues with our telephone to start off with, but I must admit, I did like the image bank image of Page 24, by the way, Kat, if you want to actually keep up with all the things. To celebrate the 50th anniversary of Thunderbirds and the launch of new ITV series, Thunderbirds Are Go in 2015.
Now you're talking.
A professional balloon artist, Brian Getz, created a mind-boggling 30-foot-tall balloon of Thunderbird 3.
Wow. Oh,
wonderful.
That is the message I'd like you to take with you for the rest of the evening. It is quite phenomenal. Thunderbird 3 made out of balloons. Richard Edwards, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
It's been fantastic, thank you.
And we look forward to chatting with you again in the not-too-distant future and possibly featuring you in our great event, the Telefantasy and Society Symposium, probably on May the 6th next year.
I think we can manage that.
It's all right. Round of applause for Richard Edwards, please.
Yay! It's 5 to 6.
Is Siren. Yeah, 5 to 6. Well, I think it's sort of 5.5, 7.5 minutes to 6. Whatever, it's time, you know. It's a toasty day. Toasty day. That's what we want, Michelle Monroe, isn't it? A toasty day.
I would love a toasty day.
We'd love a toasty day. A big hi to Penny Evans, and we send our best wishes to Mum Penny. Surround sound of your computers decided to go completely screwy, but she hopes the show can cheer your good self up. So, yes, hopefully it will, actually. So, there we are. We've also been actually asked by Penny to just advertise this event where Penny is actually singing a song called Leave Me, Let Me Find My Own Way Home, which we've played before. It's going to be a charity scenario, and we'll have a look at that, and I'm sure we will actually publicise it, because Penny is our official Buxton correspondent. Lots of good solid water in that particular area for any ducks who might be listening. No, don't say the ducks, not after the last thing that actually happened. But this is actually, and I'm sure you don't mind sharing a moment, Michelle Monroe, I know it's legend and work through this, but this is the Club Acoustic on Wednesday the 3rd of December 2014, that's this year, the old clubhouse in Water Street, Buxton. They're having a launch concert of the Club Acoustic 6, and it's only 8 days to go before you can actually have an amazing night for all these CV things, and it's all done and dusted. So there we are, just pass it on to the team so you can actually see the Club Acoustic Wednesday, 3rd of December. Penny, it's our pleasure to actually do that, and I'm sure, Michelle Monroe, it's also been your pleasure to share just a little moment with Penny Evans to keep the magic of Siren, the East Midlands Radio Station of the Year, again in full force.
Of course. Excellent. My pleasure.
We're still actually coping with the excitement that ace photographer of the stars and rock artists Nick Elliott had when I said, you're going to be on the show again? And the excitement, Nick, was phenomenal, because I know you were blown away when you spoke to her, Michelle, last time, and here she is back again with us.
Hi, Michelle. I'm a big fan. I am.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you.
How's things?
Very well, I think.
Good.
Apart from the builders, apart from the house, apart from the cruisers. So apart from the fact that
we're trying to be optimistic.
Well, yeah, just like the weather forecast. It's okay. It's toasty in every sense of the word. And in fact, there is a little significant handover here, because the feature that we are naming, of course, Kat, the name of the feature?
It's been named.
Yes. Sound and Nick's Vision, which is a show in itself, of course, where we actually talk at some of the artists that Nick has actually worked with, from Slade, the band Slade, Noddy Holder, Dave Hill, right the way through.
I remember going to Top of the Pops, and they were all on T-Rex, Slade.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, no, they were the good old days.
They were indeed.
Brilliant. Those, plus a whole heap of other artists, well, share some of them, actually.
Very
with
exciting.
Oh, good. Robert Plant, Metallica, Iron Maiden.
And the angle is,
the list goes on.
It's artists that Nick has actually worked with.
Fantastic.
So that, hopefully, Michelle, will be the kind of interim period whilst you go off on your cruisers.
Well, that would be nice. Because, unfortunately, you know, I don't like to just do free records. Okay. It's not fair to the audience.
Well, you know, we always like free. Of course, Emma Tennyson will be bridging the sort of gap, you know,
bridging the gap.
Bridging the gap, you know, sort of will be there, providing us with the whole sort of take on the whole system. But that's obviously still to come. And as we say, Michelle, we see it as a temporary hiatus. I mean, you know, Nick actually says, so how long has Michelle been doing these shows with us? And I said, was it 2011 or 2012? I think it was 2011, was it, when we started?
Yeah, it was 2010. Three years, I know that.
Yeah, there we are. And not a single repeat.
Well, the thing is that it's Daddy's 30th anniversary next year.
Exactly.
So it's a massive year, and there's just so much going to go on, which I can't discuss quite today.
Apart, Michelle, from, and I know Tom Stevens would appreciate this, etc. We are going to put together a special hour-long Matt Monro tribute, and it's going to be a kind of, it's a sort of fusion, really.
Well, who's going to be on that, then?
Well, that would probably be a certain young Michelle Monro.
Oh, yeah.
For about 20, 25 minutes or so, and then probably Matt Monro Jr., which Tom will sort of work through, and there we are, so it'll be a sort of jazz, a mixture of sort of Tom Stevens Simply Jazz with the Midweek Drive, and obviously your good self, Michelle, which will be prepping in the next couple of weeks' time, or putting some of the things together. Much as, Michelle, it has to be said, I'll reveal all, we actually did the Christmas special for Sound and Nick's Vision this very afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah. We dressed up. It's exactly. So that's awesome.
Little hats.
We
did.
Little hats.
It was all going on.
Well,
more ways than one.
Well, I mean, it's all going on this week, Alex, because the song I've chosen.
I know.
It comes from my father's last Capitol album, We're Going to Change the World, which was released in 1970. Now, the song was first issued by Motown singer Brenda Holloway in 1967, who wrote it along with Patrice Holloway, Frank Wilson, and Motown founder Berry Gordy. The single wasn't a major success, Alex, reaching only 39 in the States and not charting in the UK at all. 2 years later, a new version made by Blood, Sweat and Tears fared much better, reaching number 2 in America and number 35 in the UK. The song was also covered by Motown acts such as Edwin Starr in 69, The Temptations and the Miracles in 1970, and Diana Ross in 1994 on a Berry Gordy tribute album. Dad's recording was made on the 2nd of March 1970 at his one and only session at Delaney Studios. As usual, George Martin was in the producer's chair, and on this occasion, the arranger and conductor was Harry Robinson. The song, You Made Me So Very Happy.
Got mad and closed my life.
So initially I thought when the song title came through, no, it can't be Matt Monro doing Blood, Sweat and Tears, even though obviously Michelle sheds blood, sweat and tears on a range of sort of issues, just actually producing the book in many ways, Michelle, but never mind. Of course, the singer is still available, although it has to be said, Sue Royce, who's left the studio temporarily to sort out news-based stuff, etc., still hasn't managed to sort of return it successfully. It sounds unusual, doesn't it, Emma? You know, a book has passed over that.
Is that in 3 years?
Well, no, Sue hasn't. Sue's actually had the paperback version for about 6 weeks now, I think, or thereabouts. No, I've given up with Natalie ever sort of getting it. It's obviously she's hoarding it. You know, she's holding it to ransom.
Sold it on eBay.
But it is still available. And of course, the paperback version of the singer, the biography of Matt Monro by your good self, of course, Michelle, available and a fantastic read and superb motion picture as well.
A very good Christmas present.
There you go. Aww. Exactly. Nick, any questions you want to put to Michelle about life, the universe, Matt Monro, or indeed all sorts of other bits and pieces, or maybe Nick Elliott and Michelle Monro do the cruises in 2016.
That'd be good. Don't you think, Michelle? I think we could do that, don't you?
Absolutely.
Long drinks and hot nights, lovely. Fantastic.
Have you worked it? Yeah.
Sorry?
Have you worked the cruises?
No, not at all. No.
Oh, well, you see, authors do it all the time.
Yes. They've got to entertain the people, otherwise they think too much about Titanic and the boots going
distracting.
it's distracting scenarios. That's the classic.
Thanks for that, Alex.
Penny Evans would like to say thank you very much to the Midweek Drive team and Michelle Monro, and she's put a little heart in there for yourself, Michelle.
Oh, bless.
How sweet.
And Sue Royce has actually returned, and I just was going to go for the take that in these days, but obviously we don't need to now that she's actually back, but still.
Good call, Alex.
I thought we might have snuck it in there, you know, in terms of the whole sequence.
Did you do your calendar this year?
Yes, Michelle.
The calendar. Actually, I wasn't invited again.
Oh,
you
calendar
passed me this time, didn't you?
The calendar has indeed been. Exactly. It's already been. I think Holly Parker's got a copy of her calendar.
So, what month were you?
Well, I wouldn't want to spoil the surprise in many ways. I kind of take a virtual presence in the whole field. But obviously, you know, we'll be developing the calendar
okay,
system.
Okay, what was the theme?
As ever, adventures in radio and broadcasting, adventures in audio broadcasting for the Midweek Drive team, both on Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting. So a whole heap
I didn't
of
get it either.
There.
I see. Yeah, so really,
that's because,
I should have been
you know, you've got to kind of do the time before you can yes. actually sort of benefit
well,
from the whole thing. To just swan into the thing.
I think Holly was in it twice.
I think 3 years is enough, Michelle. Yeah,
Yes.
The key thing is I try to use images from the last year. We haven't actually seen each other for quite some time, Michelle. But it's well, all right.
The camera's seen me.
I'm worrying about the theme of this. It's not some sort of Women's Institute style.
No. Kat, once again, bringing it down to the Norwich line. You know,
Enough.
Yeah,
you know.
How much fun would that be?
Strategically placed microphone.
We're not going into moobs in any sort of territory. It's just not going to happen. Yeah, quite
okay,
right.
Okay, what a sport.
Sounds like a good gig to work on.
There are certain. Mind you, you can do. I mean, actually, Nick, maybe we should invite you. Maybe we should put a calendar together with your good self, Nick.
That'd be a lovely idea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great.
That'd be nice.
Yeah,
you should do a calendar of your photographs.
Well, actually, that's something that we are working on, Michelle, to be honest.
Oh, that's good. I guess.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of new things coming on online next year. We're working on a lot of projects, a lot of new project books, calendars, a lot of kind of specialist limited edition stuff.
Oh, fantastic.
Very exciting.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Emma, as a Surrey lass, Surrey gal, would you like
Surrey
to
gal.
Exactly, would you like to actually bowl those last two interrogatives down the line to Michelle Munro?
Yes, Michelle, have you had a fairly good telephonic link with us today?
Always.
Aw, thanks. And will you be joining us any time soon?
Oh, I will. I shall be back live again in 2 weeks.
That's wonderful.
Amazing. That's 3 times in a row live now.
You're always live. That's important. It's like Matt Munro. He sort of evidences that liveness.
Ah, but you see, now in 2 weeks it will be the December period already. And, of course, we bring out... It's the only time we repeat a record, isn't it, Alex?
The only
it's
time.
It's in the December when we bring out that is... Only
it's
Christmas
not that the food
stuff.
Is too rich, it kind of repeats in that sense. It's in the kind of, yeah, we like the sort of
track.
Golden scenario, yes.
It's a lovely track, and it's a nice to be able to bring it out once a year.
Precisely. As the actress said to the bishop. Did I really say that?
Staring at you with the other arm.
Oh, I can see the future coming to you, crying with the sadness in your eyes. And I can find a faith in days I've wasted, being around enough to feel alive. And when the world is broken,
it's 6:10, actually 6:10 past 6 o'clock. As far as we're concerned in time terms, as far as Lincoln's concerned, but in Belgium, Fien Heel, what time is it in Belgium?
We're 7:15 right now.
7:15? You've gone 65 minutes ahead of the whole thing. How bizarre is that?
Wow.
I would have thought it was a straight hour. And now here we are in Lincoln, in proof, as I've always said, that Lincoln has that extra 5 minutes of time to just relax and unwind. Fien, before we talk about your extraordinary adventures in North America, which I know Penny Evans was keen to find out about, and thank you, Penny, for sharing our information with David Duchovny. Always nice of that, sir. Apparently it's the real David Duchovny as well. So, hello, David Duchovny. That's very nice, you know. We'll be speaking, obviously, to the co-host Phil Leonis very shortly with Dean Haglund, and keep that X-File theme going, in every sense of the word. So well done there, spreading the word, because Nick Elliott, you've also been spreading the word, and apparently it would seem that there are a couple of fine folk out there who you're going to give in the vernacular a shout out to who actually like this show.
Yes, they do. A couple of new listeners to Siren FM.
Cherish them. Don't let them go, Sue.
and a fan of yours, Alex. You were cited as the man.
Oh.
Blush your lips. Blush your
lips. Last time I checked. So let's put it this way. Anyway.
Well, I do declare, as yeah. they say in the trade. Now, this is just let's say hello and a bit of a dedication to two very good friends of mine. That's Barry and Jackie Hooks, who have recently become new listeners to Siren FM, and I do believe they're listening in tonight. These people are very special to me, so I'd just like to say hello.
And whereabouts can we find Barry and Jackie?
They're
Hooks?
In Norfolk. They are.
We need more Norfolk listeners, if only to put the duck question to the turkeys. Or the canaries. I'm sorry, Fiend, you might think, oh, is this British humour again? Oh, how I've missed it. Listen, when last we spoke, Fiend, you were literally just about to cross the border, and Emma, I mean, just... Well, Fiend, share with us this decision in terms of why you decided to cycle from Miami to Canada.
I was doing this teacher training, which was... I mean, it was going well, but I decided to end it.
Literally, get on your bike. Enough of the teaching. I'm going to actually cycle.
Yeah. I had a friend who lived in Florida, so I decided to go and see her. It had been like 8 years since I've seen her. And then my boyfriend was doing volunteer work in Canada, so I was like, okay, I'll just start in Florida and I'll cycle up to him.
As you do, obviously, you know.
I think that's fantastic. I mean... You must be so fit and healthy to be able to cycle that way. And, I mean, what a distance to cover, but you must have, you know, had a lovely journey along the way, seeing so many sights as well.
It was, and meeting so many people. I think that was the best part, to just talk to people, to meet strangers that became friends, and... It's been amazing.
See, one of the key things which I know surprised people in the summer when we kind of followed you through up until the time when we lost contact with you on the, I think it was the Canadian border, basically. There were obviously key issues that were coming across there. And they were taken by the fact that, Fiend, you would just simply turn up at a graduation ceremony and attend all the parties as though, you know, just that's outrageous. You know, because if I tried the same thing, they'd sort of send me out. They'd say, go away. You know, who are you? What's going on here? And yet, Fiend,
it was this small village, and there was nobody in the village, and I was looking for a place to sleep. So, and then I saw a lot of cars in front of a big building, so I was like, okay, I think this is where the people are at. So I just went in, and there was balloons everywhere, and it was like a big pie. There was a chocolate pie. Hey,
well, if there's a big pie, And I think that proves that no matter how times we might sort of think, oh, it's so tiresome, all these Americans and their ways, clearly they do have a heart of gold at the end of the day. And that's why we appreciate the special relationship. But tragically, Fiend is still looking for a doggy. We had several suggestions. Minty Steed put forward a terrier as a possibility. Obviously, you wanted something that could be carried on. You didn't want to have a dog that was kind of following the bike because it could kill it, basically, you know, that sort of speed. You know. Although, you know, I love my dog, you know, love me, love my dog. It can work in all sorts of ways. But you're still hunting for one. You still haven't found one as yet, Fiend. So we need to put the Siren team on there. Midweek Drive Outs, what's the appropriate...
Yeah, I know. You know, I've downscaled to a cat, actually.
You've downscaled
to a cat.
Don't let Fuzz Aldrin hear that. He will go, or come up, she, whatever, she'll go ape. You know, it's just, you can't say you downscale to a cat.
Cats would be good as well if you're going cycling around. You could get a basket on the front and put the cat in there. That would be adorable. Yeah.
Like E.T.
E.T. Catty.
Catty.
So, Kat, as the official sort of representative of felines in the studio and public relations, I mean, you downsized?
I can't believe my ears.
It is quite astounding.
Everybody aspires to have a cat. I can't believe that somebody would say that they're downscaling.
It's as bad as saying that those Baha men actually have just produced the song just to actually offset their own sort of guilt in the whole system.
You know,
it was the Baha men what let the dogs out.
Yes.
That's who let the dogs out. The Baha men.
We once had them live at the place I used to work.
And they let the dogs out.
And they let the dogs out.
Exactly. I think that was a very short show.
It was dire.
Show. Amazing. Never mind. Anyway, Emma, any other questions you want to put to Fiend about her experience and indeed life in Belgium? Because she is our official Belgium correspondent. So all those questions we used to use with Alan Lewis from Jersey, you can now transfer to Belgium as well.
Well, first of all, can you send us some Belgian chocolate? Because I've only been to Belgium once before, but I was amazed at the amount of chocolate shops there were. Like, literally.
We're getting actually alarming news that the ratio of the availability of chocolate is going down.
It's going
to be a very, very exclusive product. Yeah, because I didn't know something about crops, like, it's not going well, or I'm not too sure, but yeah.
Oh, no, what are we going to do? Be awful.
I know.
So now...
Well, I think just all come to that, because we're just going to keep it. No more exports.
Oh dear! So now you've finished your epic cycle ride. What are you doing next? What's your great plan next?
I know. Well, I'm on a new adventure actually, which is the job hunt. I'm looking for work.
And a job hunt. Very exciting adventure indeed. But Fien here, if you're a prospective employer who actually wants to deal with, you've got 2 degrees, I think, Fien, or is it 3? I don't know. Anyway, wow. A very talented soul who actually did an internship at the University of Lincoln within the Department of Journalism. Of course, we've changed the department now. It's now the Lincoln School of English and Media. Lincoln School of English and Journalism. Now, there was
call off the dogs.
Could be a whole sort of worthwhile system on that basis. But you know, if you are listening, then obviously Fien Heal is a game girl who will do all sorts of other exciting things in all sorts of marvellous ways. Obviously all legal, you have to address that, and probably could actually be a sort of chocolate expert as well. Fien, you've been listening to the show online. How's it sounding in Belgium? What have your favourite bits been of the show so far?
It's going great. I especially loved the part, I think it was somewhere in the beginning, about the swans. You were talking about the swans. I missed those swans.
Well, I've just pulled up Fien with yourself and a very surprised Ed Wellman there. Fien Heal and Ed Wellman at the Universities of Antwerp and Lincoln on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, Thursday, April the 4th, 2013.
Happy days.
And then, so impressed was she got on a bike and cycled across the United States. But you're still part of the show. That's the important thing.
Creativity.
Exactly. You know, it just opens up in all sorts of ways. Yes, well, I refuse to do another duck impersonation because the last time I actually did, the phones were completely doolally. So, no, it's all right. Don't worry. No ducks need to be feared at all. We will be speaking to Sally Mundy in a few moments, though, to find out about the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair in a few moments. Nick, any questions? Have you ever been to Belgium? Have you done stuff in Belgium?
Yes, I have. No, I haven't worked in Belgium, but I did cross over into the border in a desperate urge to find cigarettes while in France.
Well, that's very bad.
And I ended up in Belgium.
Yeah.
Of which you could buy oodles of cigarettes. Fantastic. But there's an issue getting cigarettes in France.
There is. You don't want to be using those.
Well, I don't. No, I packed them 11 years ago. Exactly. Worst day's work I ever did, but they are.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my... That and obviously the detective.
Hercule Poirot. Or is it Tintin?
Them three.
Yeah. You know, Tintin, oft understated.
Oh, it's a huge Tintin fan.
Hergé. You
know. Oh, fantastic.
Snowy.
Captain Haddock.
You want
a
snowy setup, exactly. Yeah, that's you go for a dog with snow.
Yeah, no, snowy.
Somehow, Fien, much as we like our sort of feline friends in all sorts of ways, I think it's got to be a dog, surely.
Cats are better.
Cats have attitudes.
Yes, absolutely.
you don't talk about downsizing in any way, shape, or form. That would just not work in a relationship. Right then, Nick, would you like to throw those last two questions to Fien Heal there?
I know.
Rock star photographer, you know, who knows if he can remember that. It'll work. I know it will.
If I can. Fien, have you had an exciting experience on the telephone today?
Nice. I like that.
I have. Thank you very much.
And were you likely to be joining again? Next week?
I would love to.
I think now we've sort of think, because we did, I mean, several times, you appreciate the sort of way, we went through a time of Fien was all set, scheduled to go, we'd dial up nothing.
Yes.
Dial up nothing.
Time.
Exactly. Now we thought, what's going to work with that? But no, Fien Heal is back and back to stay. But
lovely.
Not necessarily for good. Sorry.
I knew it.